Yo, this is Khalil Kane. I'm rocking with Shice, talking to town.
Brooklyn!
You know this man to give DJ Magic Hotline 7 all that's a go. You rocking with Shice, the voice of Brooklyn. And I'm saying it. I'm endorsing it. You know what
it is. And that's me. And he not kicking me out his damn car. I don't give a damn.
I might. Nah, I'm not. That's fair.
I'm flattening tires in rap. Them the same
dude. Let's talk crazy. Shice, the talk of the town. Right now it's popping, it's going down. So many topics, join it now. Let's talk crazy. Hey, nothing is off limits. It's entertaining and authentic. So if you ready, then let's get it. Yeah. From athletes to musicians, interviews, you can't miss it. On the real, it's what you need. It's the truth and it's bringing that heat. Hey, let's talk crazy. Yeah, let's talk crazy. Shice, the talk of the town. Let's go.
Microphone check.
All right, y'all. 1, 2, 1, 2. What's up, y'all? Welcome back. We sorry for the technical difficulties, you know. But guess what?
What, nigga?
We back.
Back, bitch.
And we back we like back. We never left.
Period.
Listen, let's talk crazy.
Let's go crazy.
Crazy. Right, yeah, that's what he said, crazy.
The nigga said,
crazy.
Let's go crazy.
Yo, but we want to thank everybody who's always supported us. We are here with season 5. Five in a spot. That's what we doing. We back. We want you to get time to tell everybody, to tell a friend, to tell
Come
another
on.
Friend, to tell somebody else
Pull
that
up.
We back and to do what?
Pull up on me.
That's what we want y'all to do. So we're going to give y'all a minute. So we be right back after this with season 5. Let's get it started. Let's talk crazy. I'm Shice.
I'm Saucy C. You know who I be.
And that's what we doing. So let's be back. We be back after this.
Boom. Black women have always been at the forefront of any movement or revolution. Without black women, most revolutions or movements wouldn't even happen.
Gorilla, don't let them try to bring you down. Black queens always wear the crown. Mama, why they always gotta pick at me? Afro picked out, treat me like a pickaninny. Said I need a perm, don't they understand the difference in me? Power in my fro, Tommy Smith. Gold medal, black fist, fast forward to Kaepernick. How we laying at a free, but killing a nigga quick. Imprison them for the drip. We survivors of the greatest hardship. Grandmama worked the way through college, cleaning white folks' houses. Cause we don't ever fall or fold or break. How you gon' bet against my people? A big mistake. Cooking black mama's soul in them collars, all the struggle we devour our success, the sweetest taste. Can't deny all this pride, gotta purse up. Veer, more purpose than anything I could purchase. Here, peace to the queens with a dream, royalty in my genes. Pray the next generation see it clear.
My sister, do not let them make fun of you. My sister, do not let them make fun of you. No matter where you're from, tell them na 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 na
na na na na
na na na NBHMG, let's go.
You need that fire, holla at me, I'm the plug. If you run up with the pack, I'ma take it in blood. I swear to God, that's the honest truth. Don't believe me till I'm banging at your roof. And getting money, what you here for? I'm in a mask, in a trap, like a bear paw. Only give out dick, fuck what a bitch want. I'm by my bread, that's why my pockets look like 6 months. Slowing down, I got no intentions. Choppers on deck, the clips got extensions. Looking like Shanae-Nae. Right. Bust at your feet, make you do the nay-nay. They say I'm loco with it.
Loco.
You the type to get in beef and go to popo with it. We are not the same. When you hear TBDG, nigga, it's the game.
Never saw my soul in the Illuminati.
Whoa, nah. Whoa.
Shorty bad, I need to see you move your body.
Whoa.
It's up on the ride, you can't see who inside it.
Whoa.
As you slipping, I ain't you can do about it.
Yeah.
Whoa. Never saw my soul to the Illuminati.
Whoa. Whoa.
Shorty bad, I need to see you move your body.
Whoa. Whoa.
Shit's up on the ride, you can't see who inside it.
Catch you sipping, nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Big drip, I wear it, you know it's expensive. I'm looking at life through the lenses. Niggas ain't matching the money we spending. You in a foreign that's renting. Tell her your eyes on that light hit dependent. She seen you calling rejected. Living my life and they calling it flexing. They know how I'm coming. VGS in the building, they know how I function. I pull up and dump on the stage and I came with a tray with an onion. I put your bitch on the wave and she love it. I shoot my shot at your woe is a bucket. You try to block and I fade, I'm like fuck it. She finna do what I say for this money. I don't go looking for trouble, but test me and I'm starting to action like Jet Li. The man is a kid on my 10 speed. I was 17 with like 20 G's. We was small time and I had 7 fiends. Trying to feed my seed, ducking felony. Then my neighbors keep calling the feds on me. My nigga, I came with a lot of weed. Your bitch on my body, she think I'm the lottery. Now this whole sucking and swallowing. Then looked in my eyes and asked, you proud of me? I'm a young legend, a prodigy. Wherever I go, these bitches gon' follow me. And these police wanna collar me. They just don't know where the product be.
BG. Never sell my soul to the Illuminati.
Whoa, nah.
Shorty, bad, I need to see you move your body.
Whoa.
Hands up on the ride, you can't see who inside it.
Whoa.
Catch you slipping, nothing you can do about it.
Whoa.
Never sell my soul to the Illuminati.
Whoa.
Shorty, bad, I need to see you move your body.
Whoa.
Hands up on the ride, you can't see who inside it.
Whoa.
Catch you slipping, nothing you can do about it.
Whoa.
All right. We are back.
Random.
And you already know we got to give a shout out to the Freak Nation. And
what
the
up,
building.
Y'all? What I miss y'all.
Shout out to that damn DJ. his name says. Yeah. That damn DJ. Shout out to my sis Love Boots in the building.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Violator Style. What up, Violator? Stand up. Those are my peoples over there, my family. My brother Chuck, always.
It's my man. Period.
Christina's on a check-in. Hey,
boo.
You already know this is what we do. I love y'all from the bottom of my heart. And, you know, today, y'all already know we doing extra. Look, extra. That's right.
Very extra.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been months.
It's been a couple of months. A lot of things.
What's been going on with you? You got a lot to catch up on.
I mean, we both. You done had a birthday. My nigga 54 years old.
First of all, my birthday was in July, and I'm definitely
I know. You
50.
Had a birthday since we was last on the show.
And
nigga 56 this year.
First of all, that's bullshit. That's cap.
Nigga just turned 59. Don't know how to act with people. That's
cap. But not only did I have a birthday.
Nigga 62 years old.
I had a birthday. Yeah. But you and my bro also had an anniversary.
Yeah.
I thought it was only right. DJ, watch your mouth, goddammit. There ain't no 56.
You mean
nothing.
62. 62. Yeah,
you know what?
You got to get it right.
See, I was feeling...
Them knees is creaking in here right see, goddamn now.
I was feeling special. I was going to do something
good.
Nice.
Go ahead. Go do something
but,
nice.
But, you know, this was...
Go on,
this
do
is
do
us
nice.
Saying congratulations to you and the bro, all right?
Please don't show my most embarrassing moment again. Oh, bro, dog, come on. I can never live this spin down.
Absolutely not.
Damn, man.
But look at it. I was
on my knees and I've been praying.
It was such a beautiful day, though.
It really was.
Like, look at you coming out with your dress
on.
Shout out to everybody who was there, you know. And you know what was so special? That everything was happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I just got tricked. You just got two new cars. So it was only right to make it intimate. Have it in your brand new place. You know what I'm saying? We had such a great time.
We had mad fun in the living room. I ain't even gonna hold
it. Listen, so
we had so much fun.
Man, did we have fun. We had a goddamn ball.
Yeah. We swag surf.
We
bowled. We pepper seed. We butterfly. We did everything in that living room.
We almost got violent.
We ting-a-ling-a-ling. We school bell ring. We did all of that. We did all of that in the living room. But, and they called the cops on us, so you know it was a good time.
But it was such a special day, and we want to say congratulations to y'all for making 1 year. And
yes,
here's to a lifetime more.
Yeah, because, I mean, he can't get rid of me. Ain't no...
That's a damn shame. We can always get rid of people. You
get
know
rid
what
of
I'm
who?
Saying?
Get rid of who?
Get rid of you. Get rid of
hold
you.
Hold that. No, let me go grab your wife.
Get rid of you.
Let me go grab your wife.
We about to get rid of her too. She about to go get gone.
Yeah, right.
She about to go get gone.
You will be gone before she will.
I believe that. I definitely believe that.
Yeah, fuck around and you find out.
Yo, it's been so much going on. For real. Man. Like, I don't even know where to start.
I don't know where to start either. Like, God. Life has been lifing out there. It's been getting crazy.
You know?
Right. I mean, one thing that I don't want to do, the one thing that I do not want to do is talk about Krishan and Bluetooth and that baby.
Fuck them.
I'm over them. If we don't do nothing else, let's wrap that shit up in a ball.
Yes.
And throw that bitch in the ocean. I don't want to deal with Bluetooth, Blueface, Krishan Jr., Blueface Baby Jr. I don't want to deal with none of them little niggas. No more. I'm over it.
I'm over it.
For us, for them to only be like mildly famous.
For
y'all to
crazy.
Only be like mid, y'all are mid. This nigga got one song. She said y'all bust down, Tatiana.
She said you at the top of the chicken list. Yeah. When it's mild before you get all the way down to spicy.
Yeah. For y'all to be like mild celebrities, like D-list celebrities, I hear about y'all way too much. I know so much of her business. I know so much of these two niggas' business that I don't want to know. So,
and that's a problem.
Yeah, so going forward, you know, just put your head under the baby. Put your head under your you know, support the baby's head. And
support
that's it.
The baby's
yeah, that's
head.
It. That's it. She had the baby out there. She had a baby head out there like this.
She said, yo, support
the baby's
head.
A newborn. You support the baby's head. Other than that, I don't want to hear nothing else about Bluetooth and Big Sean.
I'm over it, too.
I don't want to hear about Bluetooth and Big Sean no more.
I'm definitely over that whole thing with them because that's just a situation. Listen, and y'all, first of all, let's be honest. Their fame is really coming into play now because they fight.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
it.
The only thing
people know them for is airing each other out on social media.
And I don't know why.
And fighting. That's it. We're not glorifying that no damn more. That's
yo,
it. Yeah. We're not glorifying it no more. Bluetooth and Big Sean, no more.
Bluetooth and Big Sean.
Yeah, we're not doing it no
Wait,
more.
Did you just call
and little Bluetooth Jr. We're not doing
Wait,
it anymore.
Did you just call her Big Sean?
Yeah.
Like, yo, Big Sean is crazy.
Yeah, Bluetooth and Big Sean, we're not doing it no more. Sorry. Damn. I'm sorry. We're
That's
not doing it.
That's a little crazy, Big
yeah,
Sean.
Yeah, we're not doing it no more. That's one thing that as long as we have this show, we don't ever have to talk about again.
That's
it's
a
them,
fact.
It's them two mother fathers and that baby.
That's
I pray
definitely...
the baby be well. You know, I pray, you know, they raised the baby right. But I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I'm with
you. And that's that on that.
Listen, it's been so much going on this past summer. And this is the reason why we apologize for taking such a hiatus off. Like, we was in hibernation.
What?
Yo, my daughter... Actually, they went to the world's dance competition.
Beautiful.
So shout out to them. But ever since then, you know, it's been a lot of things going on. My daughter and some of the other team members went to another dance school, so they moving. But we still got love for the other dance school.
Okay.
You know, we still family. Like, it is what it is.
And they did some beautiful things last year. I mean, earlier this year, like, they went to some great competitions. They got number one, number two. Now, I mean, they was cleaning out whole sections.
They was cleaning
I went to one of the competitions. They just kept calling their name. Kept calling their name. So it was beautiful. And baby girl is super duper talented.
Yes. And we love y'all. We appreciate y'all. But you already know. It's time to get into some messy shit.
Let's talk about it. Whatever it is.
So as you see, the topic is messy relationships.
I just finished talking about one.
I want. Let's. Yeah, we just talked about one, but Can you recall any messy relationships that you know of?
Besides the Krishan and Big, what you call it, Big Sean?
I'm about to go on another soapbox.
Uh-oh.
Willard Smith.
Oh, shit.
Wait. Jada Pinkett, Shakur, Alcina Smith, wait, come to the front now.
Since you said that, I'm glad you said that because that was one of the topics, but it was actually going to be Mama,
we're not getting into that.
Mama is
we're
wilding.
Not getting into that.
Mama said mine, but
we're not getting into that.
Since
we're
you
not getting
up,
into that.
The
Jada, bring your ass to the front right now.
I was
because we got to have a talk.
I was going to wait, but we might as well talk about
it. Get into it.
Let's do it.
16, you and Will decided that you were going to live completely separate lives.
Yes.
It was not a divorce on paper,
right,
but it was a divorce. So from the year 2016, which is 7 years ago now.
Yes.
Y'all have been
ain't shit funny.
Apart.
Yeah.
But in public, the couple who married in 1997 denied the gossip about their marriage. This interview on Bravo's Watch What Happens
right
Live
here
with Ava Lyon was taped a year after Will and Jada separated.
So how long have you guys been together?
23 years.
Wow. That's amazing. How do you keep it hot?
How do I keep it hot?
Sleeping
you know,
with other niggas.
Young niggas.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm baffled, really.
Yeah, right.
Over the next several years, Jada and Will kept up the appearance of a committed married couple. They even faced a scandal when Jada had what she called an entanglement with a family friend. Neither let the public know they had already split.
So I guess my question is, I feel like you're a straight talker.
I am.
No, you're not.
Except you're not sometimes.
She definitely is.
Yeah.
So why do that? Like, what was the reason?
I think just not being ready yet. Still trying to figure out between the two of us.
Yeah.
How to be in partnership, right? And
y'all kids
in regards to how do we present that to people?
You ain't gotta present shit. Get
you
divorced.
And Will.
All right, so let's talk about this while this plays in the background. All right, this was some of the probably the most messiest shit that I've seen.
Because you could have just kept your mouth shut. That's
right.
My whole thing. Like, everything that we know about their relationship, Jada, you have divulged.
Yes.
That man just trying to mind his business and live his life. You just keep divulging dumb shit.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's, I always feel like now that the there's more of a book coming out, right?
She got a book coming out?
It got to be. Because
yeah.
I think it's a tell-all. And my thing is, I don't know who I'm mad at more. Her? Or him.
Mm.
Him for dealing with the bullshit and letting this shit go on. Because I can't see myself. Now, don't get me wrong. We probably all stayed in a relationship.
Yeah, we done stayed in some BS.
A little longer than we should have.
True.
But at the same time, why are we sitting there and acting like the relationship that I was in that I stayed in long enough, we didn't pretend like everything was all good.
Exactly.
All right? I wasn't showing up at people Thanksgiving dinners and hey, this is what we doing. Nah, we not doing all of that. That is like this is stupid. You doing it for the public eye?
Yeah, and that's what it is. Like it's image based. It's image based. You know, being in the type of business that they're in, it's always about image. It's always about what somebody is gonna say, what somebody gonna think. Everybody for years and years, black people have touted this man and this woman as relationship goals. And that's why, and this is another reason why I don't put nobody as relationship goals.
Right.
Nobody is relationship goals. Everybody have issues. Everybody have problems. Everybody got different situations. Nobody should be relationship goals. Your relationship should be relationship goals to you, not anybody else. Because if the higher you put them on a pedestal, the more you're going to be disappointed when you find out all of this shit was fake, like we're finding out right now.
And it's stupid. And shout out to my man Draven on the
hey,
check
bro.
In. What's up, bro? it's just wild crazy to see that people still want to live up to the image of the public than to be real with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, any woman, and excuse my expression, because you know I got to get a little ratchet sometimes. That wants to reference another man, and a dead man at that. She referenced Tupac.
I have so many issues all the time, bro.
A little bit. Like, how many times are you going to put your man, and as a man, why would you allow her to keep, hey, well, Tupac this and
I don't
Tupac
even think
that,
it's all about allowing her, because like even these interviews, like even her Red Table Talk, which is her show, she just goes on here and starts sharing information that, you know, I'm 100% sure she didn't clear with Will yet. I'm 100% sure that she didn't clear with Will yet. She just get on there oversharing when she could have just been quiet. You know, whatever, like, even if you want to keep it a secret, even if you want to put the, even if you want to put the image out to the public that y'all are still together, why come behind that and now blow everything up?
Right.
If you gonna, if you, and listen, if that's how you was going to do it, hold it down to the end.
And then you could have said, we decided at this point in our relationship
that we're not going to be together. Exactly.
But now you kind of dragging him. You making Will look like a fool.
And you making him look bad because it's like, oh, this whole time they wasn't even together. So he slapped that nigga for no reason?
Right. You out here slapping niggas for
on your honor.
Right.
And y'all not even going back to the same house.
Listen. I ain't even gonna
make it make sense.
You.
Make Listen, it make sense.
The hair thing, yo, you deserve to be bald. I'm sorry. I'm
make
just,
it make sense.
Because it's stupid to me. Like, that just was wild crazy. But,
I like, so much oversharing. We don't need to hear nothing else about y'all relationship. Just deal with what y'all got to deal with in the private, and that's it.
Don't nobody even care that much about y'all relationship.
But listen, you keep putting it out there. Y'all making yourself look crazy.
Listen, to me right now, you ain't nothing but he ain't never gonna be nothing more than the Fresh Prince.
And no, she, that's not true.
She ain't never gonna be that's nothing not more than the girl
Will
from...
Will has an incredible career. He really does. He has an incredible career. And they thought it was kind of going to get a little bit derailed with the whole slapping incident. It kind of did. But
it
overall, he has an incredible career.
No, he do. He definitely got a great career. But again, you'll never be nothing more than the girl who got smashed in the woods in Chase's lyric.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
God.
That was a hell of a scene, though.
Set It Off that pissed me off? She held it down so good as Stoney.
Right.
She held it
down.
She held it down. You can't hold it down in your own real life. It's crazy.
Yo, you was Stoney. You was holding it down.
You held everybody down.
But you can't hold yourself accountable.
Yeah.
And you can't keep quiet.
Pissing me off. Somebody said, also, y'all, my homie from work, Jay, is on the chat. Hey, Jay.
Shout out, Jay.
What up, Jay? Welcome, welcome.
Hey, Jay, we apologize for anything we may say at this
no,
point
we don't.
In time. No,
listen.
I'm just lying. Listen.
Yeah. I hope you're not easily offended.
Listen, if you are GTFO, get the fuck out. Sorry, but that's just how it is. Here we are. But yeah, but enough of Jada and Will.
Wait, I got one more comment. He slapped Chris Rock for no reason, in my opinion.
He did. It was
true.
First of all, even if he was still with Jada, it was still for no
still
reason.
Still for no reason.
Because
again, it was weird.
It's first
you could have slapped that nigga off camera afterwards. Y'all could have had an interaction.
It shouldn't even have been no slap, period.
Yeah, because it wasn't even that serious.
At the end of the day, he didn't say anything disrespectful. What it is one, you're a comedian. All three of y'all had comedian pass, right? Y'all was all on comedy shows and everything. So for him to say, yo, G.I. Jane, nobody knew you was going through that. And I don't think Chris Rock knew. He admitted that he didn't know that. So again, it wasn't a terrible joke. It wasn't a tasteless joke. It was just like, okay, we digging this short hair. All right, G.I. Jane, let's go for it. I thought it was funny, but not slappable.
Nah, I don't think it was slappable. I've heard jokes worse than that you'd be like, ooh.
that nigga is worse than that. Right. Like, I'm just saying. Right. It's just, it's, I don't right. know.
Now, while we on the subject of these relationships, now Chuck put in the chat, Remy and Papoose.
Yo, I wanted to, and I forgot to load it up. Yo, let me say this. I love that relationship until then, to now.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm really hurt by that. I'm not even going to hold
you. If Remy
you.
And Pat can't get it together, there's no hope for us.
Oh, Lord. No, it's hope for me. Shit, I don't know what you're talking about. Me and my man, good.
First of all, this man held you down while you were in prison and almost risked fact. His own freedom.
I'm just hoping
by
that I'm just hoping that it's not true.
It
she hasn't
true.
Responded to any, neither one of them has responded to any commentary. I know that one of the battle raps that she hosted, that
Geechee
Gotti really came at her crazy. I watched the video. He came at her super duper crazy, and she was looking with the IE ass face. And I just want somebody to, I don't know, like, I don't want it to be true.
Let me say
but
this.
But at the same time, like, her not responding to that whole commentary, like, he made up a whole scheme off of your relationship issues. Like, that deserved a response. And the fact that we're not getting one is hurting me.
Let's dissect this whole shit right now. First of all, Miss Unique Beauty. No, it's definitely true. And let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. We already know with past, right? I don't care if anything was said left of Remy or Pap. They came to each other's defense.
That's true.
They always. It's
that's
not
true.
One situation.
That's one thing I say about them too.
About them that they never defended. Two, they always in the public eye together. Right? They haven't been seen together in months.
Well, he had a birthday. She had a birthday or he had a birthday. I think it was either one. And they was together.
No, but what about those pictures? There's no pictures. Father's Day. She would not. If you look, they probably deleted all of them.
They probably deleted the pictures
all
by
of them,
now.
Every Father's Day up until this past Father's Day, they were always together. My man, my man, my man, my girl, my girl, my girl, my queen, my... Yo, it's always been the same. Now we get nothing, right? My thing would be this, right? Since we're going to say allegedly, right? If it is true, I think that would be the worst thing for her to do, right? One, you going around with Papoose lookalike, right?
That nigga don't even look
let
like
say,
Papoose.
No, dude, let me say why.
What's his name again? I forgot
Easy
his
the
name.
Block Captain.
Easy.
And it's not that. That he looks like him, but he resembles him. The beard, the hat, the way he dresses is like Papoose.
That's weird.
Right? But why? And Geechee said it the best. Why go with the help? You feel me? And you know why I totally believe a lot of this shit? Because we already know in battle rap, are things exaggerated? Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there are so much truth to battle
rap.
Oh,
yeah, it be some truth to it.
Because people in battle rap will say things to hurt your feelings, to get the reaction, just to win. And this was something when he, and not to mention, I wish I could have went back. And I'm probably going to have to go in. We're going to have to take a break, and I'm going to have to bring it up. Right? There was a line in that same battle between Geechee that Easy the Block Captain says something about, if I do something and if a nigga still mad at me, it's because I still got the bitch. He said that. It was like a confirmation that, yeah, he hit me, he knocked me down, he did all of this, but I still got him.
That's so weird, though. Like, you had everything with Pap. Like, that nigga held you down in prison.
Right. Everybody's saying they hope it's fake. We hope it's fake. But if it's not, this is crazy.
Draven said that Remy and Pap shit is fake, too, either for a promotion or a humiliation ritual. What's a humiliation ritual?
What
kind of shit is that?
They're entertainers now. I get it.
It's all of the show.
But
Remy's situation is super real. Elaborate on that, Chuck, for us.
But listen, if you're saying that they're entertainers now and it's all a show, then they should have stayed on Love and Hip Hop. You feel me? Like, you should have stayed on Love & Hip Hop if you wanted this type of drama, this type of thing. But again, I do believe that there's a lot of truth to this. Now, whether they reconcile and get back together and then they say, hey, that's I would hope that would be the case.
I would hope so, too.
She did, Pap did the most for her.
Oh, Lord.
Now Pap cheated.
She said Pap cheated. Here you
go. Why it's always got to be the man that cheats first?
Wait.
Why can't she cheat? Why would he, if he didn't cheat with her,
he had to.
Stop it.
I don't know.
Wait, can I say this?
I don't know.
Can I say this? Stop for 1 second.
Put your camera down so you can talk to the people.
Oh, listen. Let me see. All right. I need you women to stop. Whenever somebody in a relationship goes bad, it's always the nigga fault. Stop it. Because women do shit.
I'm not saying it's always I would never say it's always the nigga fault. Because, listen, we already had the conversation prior to this months ago that niggas are the new bitches.
Right.
So, a lot of bitches got nigga tendencies.
Right.
And do things that are crazy. You got some real genuine niggas that have stayed down throughout different situations and stuff like that. And some of these females have broken their hearts.
Right. And listen, you saying he had to, and ain't no way. But let me ask you this. Why would a nigga risk his freedom? Why would a nigga stay single for 7 years while she locked up, never been out, never got caught with anybody, and then wait till now to cheat? You understand what I'm saying? Make it make sense. Like, if he was a cheater, because cheaters are cheaters. They are, right? Whether or not, but he didn't do anything, and this is just me, my opinion. You never seen Pap in a public eye doing disrespectful
you've
shit.
Never seen him do, and to her credit, you've never seen her do anything like that prior to this.
Right.
I'm saying prior to this. You've never seen either one of them in a public eye, like, disrespecting their marriage or anything like that. They both have been solid up until this.
Facts.
You know, but my whole thing is, you know, Remy be working with the, you know, she be working with the Battle Rap League or whatever like that. And I don't know, maybe it just got too close. Maybe it got too, correct me if I'm wrong, but is she Easy's manager?
Right. First of all, he worked for them, right? So she started a whole Battle League.
Okay.
So he was supposed to be like the member, like he's there.
He one of the members in the league. Okay.
Right. But my thing is, and don't get me wrong, I do get it. Sometimes when you work a lot, you do have your needs, and sometimes the person close to you or the person you spend with is the person
don't make it right.
Right. It don't make it
right. Take your ass home to the house.
This is why I say, like, can't nobody break my relationship up but me.
But you, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Like, it's just the two. If somebody else come in, oh, they persuaded me. No, you can always say no. You can always walk away. You can always choose to respect your relationship or not. So at the end of the day, it's the two people.
And listen, it was black love. Like, we was hoping.
Yeah.
We was hoping that with all of this Hollywood bullshit going on and all these relationships being
that
fake,
was real
and
good
this,
and
we
real
was hoping that,
ghetto real real.
Right. We was hoping that ghetto love, the hood love would prevail and show all these relationships how it's done.
Right.
You understand? We rooting for it. We still rooting for it. We hoping that y'all love each other that much that this can come back and
yeah,
be fixed.
Yeah, man.
It ain't Pap. I ain't gonna lie, though.
He said it ain't Pap fault.
I believe it ain't Pap fault neither, bro. And I ain't gonna lie to you. I you know me. Y'all know my stance. If you cheat on me, that's it. Go kill yourself. I ain't coming back.
Oh, my God.
That's it. That's all I'm saying.
We know. We know, nigga. We know.
But if I cheat,
I would want you.
I would want you.
To forgive me.
To take me back. I love you.
Hey, Wendy.
What's up, cuzzo? How you doing out there? You know what I'm saying? So, again, I'm just saying. And Draven said something about why let Mona get the money.
Yeah. Because, yeah, when you could reap, exactly like he said, you could reap the benefits by yourself.
I get it, but I just don't see, I really don't see this. The way, for what they stood for, right, or what we thought they stood for this whole time, black love, black unity, you know, king and queen, I don't see this being just a publicity stunt. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't go with
I would
what
hope
we
it isn't because
for.
they both got clout of their own accords. They both got
right.
clout, you know, separately. Like, it's not like they're solid. So I don't know if it would be a publicity stunt, because what more do you need? Like,
that damn DJ. Yes.
If I cheat, I want you to forgive me. He's had this stance for the longest time. It's completely ass backwards, and we don't agree on it.
It is ass backwards.
He has that stance, and we allow him to be him, his raggedy ass self.
Let me say this again. Again, for me, right? If I cheated, yes, I would want you to forgive me, especially if I love you that much, right? And I know some of y'all gonna say, if you cheated, if you love her, you shouldn't have cheated. I get it, right? But if I cheat, yes, I would want you to forgive me. But me, knowing me, I don't give a damn about y'all. Knowing me, I will have this image in my head that every time I go to kiss her, or every time I go to do something sexual, I will see her doing it to somebody else. And that will bother me a lot more, right? So, again, me, I'm not with it. It is what it is. You can judge me. I don't give
a
fuck.
We are judging you.
And not you, Sean. I would hope so.
Hey, girl.
Hey, beautiful. Not you, Sean. Get your ass out of here. All right. So, oh, man, we on such a topic of messy-ass relationships.
Yeah, I mean, it's been messy.
So, I saw this, and I don't know if this is real or not, but I thought it was a funny clip to play, right? Typical man. Yes, I am. But I call it like when Tay Diggs and the best man, I call it the best man syndrome. When Morris Chestnut was getting ready to marry his bride, all he saw was his homie smashing his wife. Yeah. That would be me. Okay? And I'm not with that. So
he still married her though.
He did that, but he still had a hard time.
But if you watch
from the second one to the third one, he's always had a problem with it though. It's always that problem came up. So,
but he chose to stay and deal with it. No judgment, my brother.
No judgment. Aww. Thank you, bro. See?
Support.
Yo, but all right. So let me ask you this. I saw this on the internet, and a man is on trial for murder.
Uh-huh.
But it's not the way we think, right? And let's just go into it and let's get your thought.
I'm nervous.
Florida man accused of killing his girlfriend continued today, and so far no ruling on if he'll be able to show his penis to the jury like he requested.
For more on the story, let's get to local judge Carlos Suarez, who's been following this from Fort Lauderdale. Carlos.
The associate medical examiner of Broward County took to the stand about an hour ago and said that in all his years of work, he has never had a single case where someone choked to death as a result of performing oral sex.
Excuse me. Now, his testimony
goes to the heart of the defense's case that Richard Patterson did not kill his girlfriend back in 2015. Prosecutors allege that the 65-year-old choked her to death, but he claims that she choked on his penis. The Emmy told jurors a penis would have to be large,
to be
far
jury,
enough down a person's throat to block that person from breathing through their nose and mouth. He also said that it would take 2 to 3 minutes for a person to die as a result of a lack of oxygen, so that it would have been clear that a person, this saying. Woman in particular, would have been in distress.
And if she cannot breathe, she usually starts to kick and bite him or to do something to prevent.
All right, I've heard it. Did they show the nigga? No, I don't know. Accused of murder? I think that's him right there.
Ain't
no way he choked up with
Whitey Ford over there got the schlong?
There's no way he fought over it at all. He definitely didn't choke nobody with his
that
penis.
Jury would have been crazy.
I would love to be on the stand of the Your Honor, he's a bold-faced liar. I would have been the one that had to vote the contempt. He's a liar.
Your Honor,
on behalf
of myself and the other jurors, we would like to see the dick.
That's crazy.
We would like to see the dick.
That's crazy.
For further examination.
There is no way. The fact that they said, they're waiting for the judge to make a determination on whether or not the medical examiner can examine his dick.
I mean, if it's going to get you all off. If it's going to get you acquitted. If it's gonna get you acquitted, you gotta do what you gotta do. Wait, let me read some of these comments.
Panama!
Oh my God, that's possible. They have shown and proved that it is possible.
First of all,
it must be a fire hose. It must be a fire hose. It's crazy.
First of all, on behalf of the United Black Nation, we do not agree with this.
Yeah, because Whitey Ford is not holding all that peen. He's not. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Woody Harrelson is not holding that amount of penis in his pants. Absolutely not. I beg to differ. Objection, Your Honor. Objection. Objection.
Yo, all I'm saying
objection.
Is first
Ben
of all,
Affleck is not holding that kind of penis.
First of all, the thing that they were saying first, right, was in order for somebody to die of choking, it had to be a couple of minutes or whatever of struggle, right? So you telling me the more she struggled, the more you kept pushing?
Oh, God.
So do I believe he murdered her? Absolutely. I don't think he choked her by getting hit. I don't. I'm sorry.
Wait. What? Chuck said this new clip could have been about me a few years ago. You choking bitches? Really? Babe. Oh, my goodness.
Wait.
You choking bitches?
Hold on, wait.
We don't have to talk about this off the air.
I was about to say, Saucy C, you want to tell us something? Like,
I mean, I do what I got to do and take care of what I got to take care of.
So you telling me you almost died?
And die? Oh, no. I don't die. I conquer. Anyway, ain't no way he holding like that. That's exactly what I'm saying, Wendy. He is not. Listen, Brad Pitt is not holding that amount of penis.
Listen.
He's not. He is not. Michael Douglas is not.
Every black man is like this right now.
Do me a favor, please. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Anyway, DJ said, pull it out. That's exhibit A. Hey, yo. That's exhibit A. Yo. I never heard a woman use pause before. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, though.
It's the hood ass Brooklyn in me.
Nobody believes that this man choked this woman
absolutely
to death
not.
By,
absolutely not.
Because what were you doing while she was choking, just going harder?
Listen.
Like, you just was like trying to really kill
her. No, we don't believe you, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, you can't possibly have that much penis. Bro, are you crazy? You don't have it. Look at him.
Pull up on me.
No. No, Hunter Biden don't have that much penis. I guarantee you he do not have that.
Yo, all I'm saying is the look on that man's face right now.
Yeah, he like,
crazy.
Damn, I gotta look at
his
like, dick
this
today.
This is some bullshit. That's a lie.
I didn't come in here to look at no peen today.
Like, and everybody's like, well, the fact that this is a real case, if this is a real case, I would love to be a juror on the jury.
Oh, yeah, I would like to be a juror.
But I ain't gonna lie, I'll probably be held in contempt more than once.
Yeah, because
they would kick me off.
But ayo to you, because you straight. And in this case, you're going to have to look at penis.
No, I don't want to look at
exactly,
no more. Hey,
exactly,
yo.
Exactly. So it's got to be me, DJ, Miss Unique Beauty, Wendy could come. I mean.
Wendy can come?
Yeah. Hey, yo. Hey, pause.
You're talking
about
this man pulling out his
pause.
Stuff. That's what she said.
Anyway, see, she said, I would love to see it as well. See, I know what I'm talking about. This nigga says blue face before blue face was blue face.
Oh,
I quit.
My God. Y'all
I really quit.
Funny.
I quit. If you ever been with a woman that likes to get choked, it's not so far-fetched that he would continue. This is
I'm saying, though, but...
I mean, but you got to know the warning sign. Y'all got to have, like, a little Morse code for when shit getting too crazy. Tap 3 times if you want me to let up, bitch, because you about to die.
Kevin
if
Hart.
You... 1, 2, 3... 1, 2, 3.
Have a safe word.
Put him out! She can't say the safe word.
I want to go home.
We're digging him out. Nigga, how she going to say the safe word? We're digging him out. That's why I say you got to have a little cold. You got to... All right.
First of all,
let me up.
For him to be choking her like that till she died, right?
Yo.
He didn't feel like, because
again, yeah, it gotta be some resistance.
Right, she gotta be doing something when she's close to death, like, hey, nigga, all right, enough, yeah, enough. And he was just like, yeah, all right, keep going.
Yeah, come on. And listen,
if this is true, right, I feel like he didn't get head like this ever again before.
Oh, I wouldn't
know. He just went ham, and he just went crazy. I want this, and I'm not letting go.
Yeah, I don't even think it was that long. I'm not even gonna hold you. I'm sorry. Dr. Fauci don't got that much penis on him.
Damn DJ, else we gonna verify the story?
I'm just saying. When they hang their head off the edge of the bed and you reach a heart. Anyway.
Assisted suicide
is stupid. Assisted suicide is nuts.
Oh my god. That's crazy.
We got some nuts in here.
Shout out to the Freak Nation again. God damn it. Crazy, you niggas know how to make it. Y'all know how to make a story live. All right.
We gonna have to verify this story. DJ, I'm gonna actually go and research and verify this story and see if it's true and see what the outcome was. Maybe we can see a picture for research purposes.
All right. So I got another story. Let me ask you first, right? Let's find out. Let's change the screen.
Go and change the screen.
Yeah, we definitely got to change the screen.
Distracted.
Niggas is like, everybody's looking at this like, I don't believe this guy.
Me either, DJ. I don't do pink meat. I'm sorry.
Hold on. But when I talk about pink nipples, everybody mad at me when I say I don't like uncooked meat.
I never said that. I don't do pink meat. I'm sorry. You got to put my shit on the grill, turn it 2 times, and turn it another 2 times, let it sit there, and apparently I ain't researched this shit.
My nigga Chuck came in and said, you ain't researching shit. Your ass ain't going to be on that jury. That's it.
DJ, you're going to have to do the research on your own.
Don't make
my son chill. Oh, my God. Pull up on me. Oh, get somebody else to do it. Oh, you going to use my saying on me?
Get somebody else to do it.
DJ, you're going to have to do it because he said get somebody else to do it.
Because she can't do it, bro.
It ain't going to be me.
He definitely put his foot down.
I don't be looking at all type of dicks. Just one. What? Amen. I mean, what? I'm not pausing that. Anyway, what was you going to talk about? Listen, y'all know how Let's Talk Crazy get. It gets crazy.
All right. So let me ask you this, right? Let's just say you're in a relationship. And what are some things about a person's relationship in the past that if you found out now, you would not forgive them?
What do you mean? Like, clarify.
Is there anything that, let's just say, I got to use his name, Chuck, right?
Okay.
If Chuck had something in his past that he's done, right? And then he tells you now, is there anything that you can think of that would break y'all apart from that situation?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Abuse.
Okay.
Any type of like abuse, like child abuse, sexual abuse.
Even though y'all been married now and y'all been together and he's never displayed that. If he told you today.
If he disclosed that, or if I found out that that's something that I would feel betrayed.
Okay.
Because those things are like egregious. Like those things are serious. Those things are egregious. Any type of sexual assault or sexual abuse or you know, forcing somebody or something like that, that's crazy to me. Any type of child abuse, stuff like that, like especially if we're planning to have children together, different things like that. How can I trust you if this is something that you haven't disclosed, you know, from jump? You know, most other things I could work through, but those things, I feel like that's...
I'm glad you said you can work through
that. I said most other things. Right. I said most other things I could work through. Those two are deal breakers for me. Also, I think I would say, like, I don't know. I want to say, I don't know. I don't. You can't be, like, no crackhead or nothing. Like, you can't just come out the, like, hey, babe, I smoke a little crack. Like, what? You smuggle a crack.
My name Draven said double penetration.
And if you used to just see DJ, this is why we are friends. The crack is whack.
All right.
We stopped at the crack. If you the pipe,
when so I got a situation. I can't do it. Right?
Okay, I'm listening.
So
let's yeah, just the crack
say,
is a no.
Let's just say
double penetration is OD.
Right.
Yo, Draven, you are right. on one today.
Right. I don't know what the hell hey, Draven on, but yo. He definitely ain't work talking like that.
Hey, yo.
So I'm gonna play a video, and you didn't say this, and I just want to see.
After my baby comments it. He says she already know the only thing about me is I was the biggest hoe. But besides that, my rap sheet clean. Yeah, and I rinsed them off, so, you know.
Yo.
I rinsed them off. I dipped them in bleach and, you know.
Listen, I think that's
and
why
he clean
that's my,
now.
See, this is why me and him have that in common. We both was out there in the streets.
I rinsed them off. I rinsed them right off.
But let me say this to you. All right, so you didn't say this, but when this finished airing, I want to ask you, would this be a deal breaker for you? You ready? Here we go.
With a few dudes in the past in college does not mean you're going to sit there and call the wedding off. It was in college. Right now, you're... No. Right now, college. It was in college. Oh, for the love of God. It was in college. It was in college. You act like you've never cruised before. You never messed around with... I'm a good man.
I'm a good man.
Ooh,
I'm a good man.
Like me.
Any bitch that want a man like me. Oh, a man like me. Oh, you getting sassy already. Sassy. Oh, like
watch this. This is my part. Listen to how. Listen to what he says. All right, I gotta stop right there. That
what did
part,
he say? I didn't get the part where he said
that part said we were all curious. We excuse were me, all sir. Curious. You speak wow. to your fucking self. I've never been that curious, okay? Wow. I don't curiosity killed the cat. I'm sorry. That's not happening, bro. I've never been curious about no shit like that.
Wow.
So now my question is there anything else that you would be a deal breaker for you?
Yes.
So that
I told you there were a few other things.
Right.
That would be a deal breaker for me because that's not something that you disclosed. That's not something that you disclosed. My nigga, if you're bi or something like that and you disclose that, or if you have experimented, that's something that's a safety concern for me. That's a safety concern for me because you need to disclose some shit like that.
Right.
If I dealt with other bitches or something like that, I would disclose something like that before marrying a person.
Right.
If you dealing with a person or whatever, like, but if she called off the wedding with good reason.
Right.
She called off the wedding with good reason. If she wanted, like, because, and I say this all the time, when you don't tell me things or you omit things or you choose not to disclose things, you don't give me a choice as to what I want to deal with. You force me into a situation. You don't give me a choice. So when you tell me everything up front, I get to decide if I want to deal with a nigga who has dealt with other niggas. I get to decide if I want to deal with a nigga who has experimented in his past. I get to decide. If you tell me the wedding, I don't get to decide.
So when is
I
that,
just have to accept what you've already said to
so
me.
So when is that a good time? When is there a good time to have this conversation?
Close to the beginning.
So that way, if
a person want to dip on you because that's not their cup of tea, they have every right to do so. And I feel like it's better in the beginning because it's not too much feelings getting hurt. It's not too much, you know, you don't have too much invested in the beginning.
Right.
That's why when you date, you're collecting data. When you date, you're collecting data. So if that's something you feel like you can't deal with from jump, boom. All right. You know, you dealing with niggas. I'm not really into that. I'm going to go ahead and pass on you. And that's it. No harm, no foul. But you done got this woman all the way up to, she done picked out a dress and all of that. My family coming in from out of town.
Yo,
and you out here busting niggas down before you got to me. And I don't know about it.
The crazy thing is, he is determined to get married. He said, no, we're getting married.
He was like, I'm a good man. Listen, any bitch will be glad to have me. Are you dumb? So let them have you.
Let me tell you why he still got some bitch in him, because he having a whole cat fight right
sassy,
now.
Sassy. He was like,
yo, you're going to marry me?
Sassy.
Listen, bruh, I ain't going to lie to you. Now, speaking on a man's behalf,
uh-huh.
If we found out our lady smashed a woman, we'd be okay with that.
Yeah. You know? But you would want to know, though, right?
I want to know how many of your actual going out with friends is going to turn up to something else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you have that in you.
These are concerns that you want to know.
But it's crazy. I agree with Chuck. Chuck said she has every right to walk away. Draven said in this scenario.
Read the rest, nigga.
Wait.
Shout out to her. He wanted chestnuts roasting on an open fire. She got the right to leave. I ain't never been curious ever. Oh my God. In this scenario, curiosity didn't want that cat.
All I'm saying, how did it come out? I don't even know.
I don't know.
That's a good question, Draven. What would be, how would that conversation actually come out? Like, first of all, they look like they're in a gym.
And I would have felt more disrespected if I found out on my own or if somebody came and told me and you confirmed it by saying, oh yeah, I did that, but that was a while ago. I was curious. I was this, I was that. If I found out from somebody that's not you, it's going to hurt me more. It's gonna hurt me finding out.
He probably had one too many boys' nights out,
and she would start questioning, like, "What's really good? Like, what's up with y'all?"
Because I want to know, right? You're in the gym. Look at the setting, right? They're in the gym. What were you talking about before?
It seemed like he was trying to talk to her, and she wasn't having it. She was like, "Listen, it's over. It's done. Why are you still here? Get your ass out my face. We're not getting married." That's basically what I was getting from it. And he was like, no, we are getting married just because I feel like he was trying to justify his point when really you needed to be honest with that lady from the beginning. This,
with the love that you have for Chuck right now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not, you already know my bro straight.
Squirt.
But if he came to you and said, yo, I had a couple of dealings in college with some men. Right now, with the love you have for him, you staying or you going?
I couldn't say that for sure.
Okay.
I would definitely be heartbroken. I would be disappointed. I would be devastated just because of the mistrust.
Right.
And the dishonesty. Like, that's something you should have said to me. What'd he say? He messed up. He should have told her prior to him dating her that he can probably suck dick better than her, so she already know how you moving. Probably would have never said yes to a date. Why is this being recorded in the first place? They both look stupid. Hell no.
DJ,
I was thinking that too. He was the bottom when he was experimenting for sure, because he too zesty. I'm a good man. Right.
I'm like, that, and that's why I
say sassy much.
Right. He's really, and for him to pull a phone out, right? Why, like,
and he starts recording. Right. So that's important to note. Like, this woman is trying to move on with her life, come to grips with the fact that she's not marrying a person that she loves because he kept some things from her. And you in her face with a camera, right? Like, no, you finna marry me.
And the reason why I feel like...
Sir, ma'am, get the fuck out my face.
As an example. Bro, I'm talking to my co-host. All right,
that's
here.
It. That's it. Don't use my baby no more. Don't use my baby no more. Oh, shit.
What happened?
Come on out from under that bus. Yeah, we're not finna use Chuck no more. We're gonna use a different... The names have been changed to protect the innocent. We gotta do it.
All I'm saying is, like, now... He's so zesty, right? He pulled out this phone. He feels like he has a point to prove.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that, to me, that's more disturbing.
And that's the bigger problem.
And that says more about this situation than we know. Because you are the one to pull out the phone, because you are the one to try to prove this point that you're not gay.
That's even more reason for me to, like, to leave you alone. To think that
you're suspect, right? Yeah. Like, you're still on that type of time.
Yeah. Or it's something that you haven't quite resolved in yourself, and that's something you might want to continue doing. But you can't do it with me. Right. Even on the flip side, if I'm with a dude, I would want to know he was with women before. And we love that perspective, DJ, because, you know, everybody always takes it from the straight perspective.
Right.
But from the gay perspective, like, you would want to know if he was with women before, too.
So let me ask you, DJ, because you said that, right, and this is just trying to understand. So is it the same like this situation here for a gay man to find out that his partner has been with a woman? Would you be disrespected like that? Or would it be like, oh, okay, you tried it or whatever, right? Because a lot of times I hear people say, well, you know, I used to be straight or now I'm not, but I feel like I love men now, or I love women now,
uh-huh.
right? So at some point I feel like some people do it, it's not an experiment, or they tried it and now they're saying it wasn't for them. So now they're with the same sex. Okay. So how does that work? Here you go, Draven. Stop throwing more stuff into the fire. I mean, Shice threw you under the bus. How long? We passed that comment a long time ago. Here you go, Draven. So now, that's my question for DJ. Like, I want to know that. Like, is it the same?
And if there's anybody else in the comments who's in on the stream who's in the eligibility community.
Eligibility?
Yeah, eligibility. I heard that on TikTok. That's what we call it now. Anybody else in the eligibility community or the Alphabet Mafia that want to respond, we would love to hear your perspective.
All right.
So DJ said yes.
DJ said yes. Okay, so why would that be? And again, the only reason why I'm asking is just trying to understand. Why would that be the same as this, right? Because a lot of people do battle with sexuality nowadays, right? Okay. So my question is,
trying different things, right, and shit like that.
If you tried it before, like, why is that such a deal breaker on this point? Let's see. What he say?
I think we're more open to letting it go, but it's still like, when you with your homegirls, did you fuck them or no?
Oh, okay.
Exactly. So it's the same type of situation. Like, bro, can I trust that you're out with your bros and right. not fucking with them?
Right.
Like, when y'all supposed to be playing the video games, y'all playing games in each other's booty? Like, what's going on? Like, what?
What? Either there's a delay or read my shit late.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, it might be a delay in his messages. That's why.
Come on, get your internet up.
And a lie is a lie is a lie. That's facts. Regardless of whether
that's
it's
the biggest issue
same
here.
Sex, opposite sex, a lie is a lie, nigga.
All right, I just want to say this, though. She ain't a winner anyway.
Hey, don't do that. Don't do that. Because I be looking broke, busted, and disgusted when I'm in the gym sweating, looking dusty. But when I puts it on, baby, I puts it on. So don't do that.
Look at her
don't
eyes.
Do that.
She and look like a whole cartoon character. Hello. Down here in these
don't
streets.
Do that. Don't do that. Because once she take that twist out and boop, 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 and get everything together, I promise you she'll look nice. And she went and talking about she a looker because he wouldn't be in there begging for her to come back. If she wasn't.
Well, I just think he want more girl talk. That's what I see.
Please.
He's looking for girl talk.
Whatever.
Because that's a bitch move that he's pulling right now. Him
not
with the
to
phone
mention
out.
This fake ass chain right. that they keep sliding in and out the camera. Out.
Like, to me, he's going through a lot right now. Like, he's going through a lot. Right? This video is saying a lot to
it
me
is.
Right now.
It really is. Look at his face. Look, he tight.
First of all.
And she like, fuck up my face,
can
stupid.
Can we just listen? Let's listen to how passionate he sounds right now. Let's just listen to it.
Because I slept with a few guys in my past in college.
Oh, well.
So what?
Bye.
So what?
No, this
so
is
what?
I'm with you.
I was curious I'm and scared. We all go through oh, well, phases. We grow now.
I keep. I,
it's
I,
not my problem. Part, it's your problem.
That part is always getting me. We all have been curious. Sorry, sir. We haven't. Okay? You've yeah. been, but yeah. we all haven't.
All you niggas in the
right.
one. We've all been
we've
curious.
We've all been curious.
Speak for yourself, little
no,
dirty.
I don't think I am. No, I ain't speak, never had that problem.
Speak for yourself, right. little dirty.
I've always been in love with titties. I've always been in love. Like, sorry. That's just me. I'm sorry. It's just not gonna happen. All right. Oh my God, that just went left. All right. So, all right, let's see what we got here. You know what? I'm mad at Lizzo.
Oh Lord.
Right? I'm mad at Lizzo.
We getting into Lizzo?
No. The only reason why I'm mad at Lizzo is because she got people thinking they can do things that they can't.
All right. I thought she was talking about her other little scandal.
What scandal she got?
Go ahead. Talk about the first thing first, and I'll bring up the second thing. You know, I got you with the current events.
All right. All I'm saying is, let me see. Where's that? Look at this right here. Like, I'm with this, right? I'm not mad at the outfit. I'm not even mad. But okay. I am mad at this.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
You tried to clean it
that's
up.
That's not your forte, Sting.
Listen.
That's not your forte, Sting. I don't mind what she doing. She look good.
Me neither. I'm not mad.
She look good. Like the titties said, is not... tittying.
Right.
Booty is bootying.
This right here. We got to know where we need to
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, you. Yeah, certain things. Like, if you don't have the,
I love Lizzo.
If you don't have the, you know, if you don't got the hand-eye coordination
right.
for that kind of shit,
listen,
you need to leave that alone.
I'm a big
and
fella.
It don't matter how big or small you are.
Absolutely.
If you don't have the hand-eye coordination, you need to go ahead and leave that be.
I'm a big fella. I know there's certain things that I'm just not going to try, right? You knew, goddammit, you didn't practice that.
She didn't
you
practice that cartwheel.
You didn't practice that. And you knew
not the cartwheel. You should have led with the booty shot. Right. You could have led with that.
Because I was like,
that was better than the cartwheel.
Listen, all into that part where she tried to do that handstand, I was like, okay.
I'm with the
whole outfit and everything.
That twerkity twerk, twerk, twerk. That right there.
First of all,
you could have led with that.
I just want you to look at the two niggas with the jackets, right? That's looking at her. They like, oh man. Ooh, boom. Look at the dude in the white. You see, hold on. Watch the dude in the white as he come across as
oh
she flipped.
Oh my God.
When they heard her fall, because I know they heard it. Watch this.
Oh yeah.
Watch the guy in the back on the right, on my right side. Right, look. Oh, he clapped and said, oh shit, my back.
Oh my goodness.
Listen, we gotta know what we
can
do. Oh,
babe, this is not Lizzo. This is not Lizzo, babe.
No, this is not Lizzo.
This is not Lizzo.
I'm just saying I'm mad because she got people thinking they can do shit like this and they can't.
Like, yeah, it just take practice, regardless of whether you big, small,
right.
Fat, tall.
But she didn't practice
skinny.
This wasn't well thought out.
Yeah,
this wasn't a good execution. You get like a -2 on the technique.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
that the little twerk at the end.
Right.
A1.
Yes. Your finish.
A1. That thing hit.
Your finish was excellent.
That thing was moving and everything, but don't do no right. more cartwheels. So, not until you get some practice.
So we already like this. So your start, the walk was great.
Yes, the walk
hit. The walk was great.
Titties was tittying.
Even to where you put your hands up was fabulous. It was when you did that, when you tried to execute the cartwheel
what
was fucked up.
What type of event is this? I'm trying to figure out.
Right. Is this a birthday party? Is this like, what is this? Is this a bachelor party?
Yeah.
What
and I think she could have played it off a little better. She could have did like a little flip
can,
with
can
the
I,
leg.
Can I say something?
And then the twist over.
Let me say something to you. Listen, okay. I'm a big boy. Right. We can't cover everything. Some things we just can't do fast enough. Okay. We can't. Okay. We can't cover certain things fast enough.
Oh, my God.
And that was one of them. She had to, look how she had to roll into the twerk, though. Yeah. That's the ill shit. Look, up, pow, roll into the twerk.
Boom.
Get it. Now, boom.
Up. And
look at that.
Bop.
I would have jumped right on the back of that ass right there.
Oh, my God.
I'd have jumped.
DJ says she looked good. There's a market for her for sure. She just needs practice. Absolutely.
I
it don't matter what you're doing. She just needs some practice with that flip. That flip ain't flipping.
Definitely wasn't knocking it.
That
but
flip
I'm just
ain't
saying
flipping.
The flip. I was mad at the whole attempt. All right? It was just mad.
I bet there was still a line waiting to crush after she busts her ass. Yeah. Why not?
Listen.
The cheeks is still cheeking.
I would have ran
that
right
little
outside.
Ball ain't nothing, baby. A real nigga gonna tell her practice on the bed. Listen. A real nigga gonna encourage you.
Get up, baby.
We
try it
fall
again.
Down.
But we get up.
Oh man, God's still working on us. Yeah. He working on us.
Speaking of God.
Oh Lord,
He's I went
still
to church.
Working on us.
I went
did?
To church three weekends in a row.
Oh,
went
hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Oh, you saved now.
Hallelujah!
Oh, you
applaud me. I went
hallelujah.
To church.
Hallelujah!
Yes, I went to church three weekends in a row.
Look at you.
And I saw your uncle.
I know you didn't see my uncle. All my uncles is crackheads. Anyway.
Look at your uncle. Jesus is all.
Oh.
I
He tore the church up with this.
Why do black people always got a remake? Look at the nigga walking out in the back. Hey. That's Eddie Kane. That's the real Eddie Kane Jr. That's the real life Eddie Kane Jr.
Jesus is all.
Yo, I just want to know.
I'm trying to tell you this do slap a little bit.
Wait,
it's a bop.
But why is it always us black people who remix?
Oh, we are the kings and queens of improvisation and remix.
He said, because at first I was like, what song is this? And then I had to think about it. He was like, oh,
hey, I need to get by. Hey.
I said, is this nigga singing? Said,
Jesus is, oh. I'm gonna sing
nigga,
that at church tomorrow.
The Wu-Tang Mary J. Blige remix. I'm gonna
sing that at church tomorrow. I'm gonna be like, praise the Lord, everybody.
Yo, we
got a new song I like to sing. Like to hear, go.
First of all,
Jesus is old.
You know this nigga old school because look at the bottom of his pants. I'm sure
I need wide as hell.
That nigga got Steve Harvey's first collection.
That's the head deacon up at that church.
He done touched that's a couple of
head,
women.
That's the head deacon. He the one count the money.
Listen, he touched a few women in that church. I'm just saying.
And now he's singing that Jesus is old. I need to get by.
Hold on, my part. Jesus is old. You know, that's when you know you fucked up, right? Because you ain't got nothing else to say. You remix it, but then you go harder. Jesus is old.
All I need to get.
But the nigga in the back.
He was like, I'm done with this.
I'm over this.
I'm done with
this. That's the guitarist. He was like, you know what? We're not playing no guitar for this boy. Jesus did not sign us up for this. Okay.
Here's all I need to get by.
Now, one of the other things that I do want to mention is let's see. How close?
Not Johnny Gill. Johnny Gill killing it.
Johnny Gill. That's Johnny Feels. Johnny Feel Good.
Deacon Feels.
Yo. So, relationships with mothers are very important, right?
Yes, sir.
And I believe that for everybody. Uh-huh. I also believe that certain relationships shouldn't be too close, right?
Oh.
I think that, where is that? Where's she at? Oh, man, this kind of bugged me out. Like, is this okay for a mom and a son? Right here. I find that.
Who mama is that?
That's his mom. Like, why is she on him like that? And, like, she dressed like a Southern hooker.
I don't know. If
first of all, your mama.
Are you sure that's his mom?
Yeah, that's what the caption was. It was his mom. She came to congratulate him. And the 6-inch heels on
I'm
the football field.
First of all, the stripper. No, that's not a stripper heel. No, I thought it was the stripper heel with the clear part.
No,
but that's the white.
It's
from
a
6-inch
heel. Why is your mother wearing a 6-inch heel to a football?
Oh, that's beside the point. You know, the white people do different stuff.
He said, you know, yeah, Kelly and his mom. Lord Jesus.
The white people be doing different stuff. However, I'm not finna be straddling none of my kids.
Right. Like, that's crazy to
I'm
me.
I'm not finna jump and straddle none of my kids.
Now,
don't get me wrong. Like, you embrace your kids, but.
Right. And I've seen men see their moms and give them a hug and kind of give
lift
them
up,
like,
right. Swing them around.
But the whole legs up. And
yeah. No, that's incest. Call CPS. I'm trying to tell you.
At a whole football game. And first of all, his ass is tight. Look at him.
Yeah, he like, man, get up off me.
Right. And you just all up on
the
game.
We don't do this out front. We do this at the house.
Right, and you look like you was up there for a little bit before he let you down.
Yeah.
Like, Look. Like somebody was recording. They probably
said, was this the championship? No. It don't look like the championship. It's a regular Friday night game, right. And you doing all that jumping.
And it was just too much to be looking at that. And I was like, you know what?
Legs around the waist was crazy.
That's definitely
unnecessary. Flag on the play, matter of fact.
All right. You know, we always talk about things, right? That we always say, we talk about washing and being cleansy.
You know how we're feeling about the cleansing.
Right. You know, we like to be clean. And we like, sometimes we want to know that our partners are taking baths. And, you know, sometimes we might even take a peek. Hey, you in there? Right? But what happens when your person is in a bathtub, but it's just not so attractive?
What? Yeah. You're worried about the bathroom. You need to be worried about the beans. $50 ain't nothing. The price won't stay the same.
Yeah.
You're worried about the bathroom. You need to be worried about the beanies. $50.
I don't know what beans she talking about.
She's talking about the beanies, the hats.
Oh, is that what she's supposed to be selling?
She's selling hats. I want to know how dirty your ass was.
Right, that your ass is
did
in that
room. Did you shit in that tub? Because I feel like that's the only thing that could produce that kind of brown-tinged liquid.
Your ass,
shit.
Your ass don't wash that much if you in that tub like that. And you trying to sell me a goddamn hat. I would send you
need to
go
for
you need to go fund me for some soap and some how much where's the soap?
This is so nasty.
How long and you been in that water for a little bit because ain't no suds, ain't no bubbles.
It gotta be shit. It gotta be shit.
First of all, if you sitting in there and it's shit in there,
it gotta be shit.
That's disgusting. That's even worse.
It gotta be shit. That's the only thing that could turn that water that black.
No,
that brown.
Your black ass dirty.
Nah.
You're dirty.
Nah. Where's the soap? Where's the rag?
Right. Again,
I'm so concerned.
First of all,
so many questions.
That water look like it been sitting there for about an hour.
Yeah.
Because there's no sud. There's not a sud in sight.
That shit is swamp water. Swamp water is nuts.
Legs around waist was crazy.
Swamp water. That's swamp water.
Yeah, that's way too much for me. Like,
yo, that's...
Would you buy a beanie from her?
Hell, motherfucking no.
Because I think... Listen, and this
is
just me.
I ain't buying shit from her.
I feel like if you buy a beanie from her...
That beanie gonna stink.
Not even that. If it's brand new, I feel like she's shaking roaches out and then she send it in the package. Right? Like, that shit is in her box.
Oh, yeah. She definitely got roaches.
Right. And she's in
and
the cut
somewhere.
And that
looks like a halfway decent bathroom. She got roaches.
She definitely got roaches.
She got roaches.
Her bathroom might be decent, but the rest of the house got a... It's a hole in the wall
That's
somewhere.
That's gravy she cooking herself. I can't stand y'all. Sick of y'all. Sick of you niggas. Sick of you niggas. Oh, my God. God.
Yeah, this is
That's
all the way wrong.
Disgusting.
At this point, you should just let
this
your. I don't even know why you holding on trying to cover your nipples because it's.
Yeah,
Listen, you showed everything else.
She making gumbo. Oh my God.
Oh God. She look like a.
She's stewing. Oh God.
Yeah, she look like a nasty pot of chili in there.
I can't even.
Selling
meatball and gravy is stupid as hell.
Yeah.
Meatball and gravy.
I'm so over that.
That's nasty.
And again, I got some more embarrassing. This is probably one of the last things I want to talk about.
My God.
And again, I know this got to be a Spirit airline. We talk about Spirit being the ghettoest place you can fly.
It is.
A Spirit is nothing but an air cab.
Air dollar bin.
Yeah.
Air dollar bin.
You get $40. Listen, you already know when you go on Spirit, don't think that you're going to see. Is there even a first class in Spirit?
No.
It's not, right? Everything's the same.
No, I think it's just like.
Because there's no doctors on Spirit. Yeah. There's no professional on Spirit. All right? And the reason being, because you're going to see shit like this on Spirit. Look at this bullshit right
here. Spirit Airlines. The top naked.
A whole ass out?
What is this going on in 2023? Lord, give me strength. I say no drawers.
Do you see the Spirit sign in the front?
No drawers.
I wonder if Spirit gonna let this happen today.
They definitely gonna let it happen, Mama.
Spirit, gonna let this happen? Like, hey, hey.
She probably got an extra discount on top of that. Right.
Yeah,
all
that
right.
Don't even matter.
She have on no drawers. I wish I could
I don't know why. We
that
are
no
even
nasty
drawers.
As hell.
Look why are we even
the
in
man
a
man behind her like,
that ain't no problem.
Why,
that ain't no problem.
Why are we even in a
that
public
no
place where we
yeah,
can do
like,
this?
Yeah, like, why do you have your ass out?
Like there's kids walking around
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, like, there are appropriate things for certain places.
Right.
If you at a beach, if you at a, you know, if you at a new beach, or even if you at a regular beach and you got on a thong or you got on whatever and you got your ass out, it's appropriate for the beach. If you at your man house, it's appropriate for that place.
Even if it was a private jet. Like, you know, you go through the back door, whatever.
Yeah, you in the public. You're in the public. Just cover your ass.
I feel like
that's it.
I feel like she got evicted and she had
not
to hurry
evicted.
Up. She got evicted and she had to hurry up and make the flight.
Yo, evicted.
I think that's
wild.
What happened. She took the closest plane. She couldn't take an Uber, so she had to take the Spirit. She was like, you know what? They already took all my stuff. I'm out. This is all I got.
Yeah.
Don't and
make
she
no
went.
Sense.
So oh man, it's been good to be back on the air,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Like, I miss this. We are officially back.
Official tissue.
It is October. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Show Liz.
Yo, if
protect
you got,
the titties.
Right. And listen, I want to make sure, like, if you have any pictures of anybody or anything that you want to represent for breast cancer, I want to start promoting some of this stuff. Feel free to send us a picture of you in your pink supporting and showing stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, we definitely want to support our survivors, support
yeah.
those and honor those who didn't make it. You know, it's just
yeah.
one of those things that we want to do.
Absolutely.
So
this is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month as well.
Right.
The breast cancer and the domestic violence together. So sometimes you'll see a purple ribbon. That's for the domestic
right.
violence. So, you know, shout out to all the victims of domestic violence. You made it through. If you need us to pull up on that nigga, we will. Or
pull
that
up on me.
Or that bitch, because them bitches is crazy too.
Right. So again, like I said, if you do have like any pictures or anybody you want to support during the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, please send it to letstalkcrazy@gmail.com. Show us your support of our people who are going through this stuff. We are here with you. We do support
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
We love you. And we honor those that we lost. We also do want to get to know what are some of the things that you think about the show. Let us know why you support us, how you support us. We love to hear what you think about the show. I don't know. I just feel like, you know. And don't forget, again, we are back every Saturday.
Back.
Right here on YouTube.
Right chair.
You can also check it out on Facebook, Twitter.
It's X now.
Yeah, X, right. X. You can also check it out on Spotify. We're going to be on all of them.
We're on all the platforms.
Right. I'm doing my best to upload everything on every particular channel that we got. So let us know. Like, support us. Again, like I said, we definitely are on Spotify and everything else. So all you got to do is log on, support us at letstalkcrazy@gmail.com.
Amen.
Oh, and you know, I can't forget. Wait,
Where they at?
See, I'm so messed up. Yo, it's been such a long time since I've been playing around with the damn buttons. All right. And don't forget, you already
the
know.
The saucy couple. So we've been kind of on a hiatus as well, too. You know, just trying to move around and shake some things and get some life stuff together. Listen, we live in real lives outside of the social media shit.
That's
so
a fact.
We have been, you know, tapping in with each other, me and the Sauce Daddy. But we're ready and we're back to give you guys some new content. And we're going to be consistent with that content. Somebody say consistent.
Consistent.
Yeah. So we got some big things coming up with the channel. We're going to be talking about a whole lot of things. 1 year married. That whole experience.
Yo.
you know, just everything. You know, we just going to be posting some more content. Even if it's not food, you're going to see us. So we're excited about that. You know, we're excited. We not no influencers or nothing yet. You know, you never know. But, you know, we're just going to be sharing our life with you guys and just, you know, tapping in, which are real heavy. So stay tuned.
And Chuck put me on to something. Shout out to DJ Corey Giles.
Giles.
I'm sorry. You know,
I forgot his DJ name. Is that his DJ name?
Yes. So there he go. Make sure y'all check him out every Friday. During lunchtime at 1 p.m.
He
on
has
Dash
some
Radio.
Dope sets. Dope.
When I tell you, I sat there yesterday, I was in my classroom. I almost acted a fool in front of the kids. I gotta start recording it because he gonna get me in trouble. He gonna get me fired. Kids are gonna look at me crazy. But make sure y'all support the bro.
Absolutely.
Like I said, every Friday, 1 p.m. It's called the New York Minute on Dash Radio. So make sure you tune in.
Absolutely. Support.
We all about supporting our people on this show. No matter how ratchet we get, we support.
Absolutely.
All right? So, we still got... also, my sister, can't forget her.
Star of the show.
You know, let's make sure you support anything that you need, from hats to clothing brand. Like, Star of the Show has it. Definitely a New York style. So make sure if you want to get your inner New York on, that's for anybody, right? Because they be looking like, what? Yeah, get your New York style on.
Yeah, and you still can't be from there. And you know it's a different type of swag that comes with that. But you can wear this. You can wear the products, though.
Yep.
You
and
wear
who
the products.
Is that right there?
Ooh, the Charm Beauty.
Y'all.
Look at us. Look at us. Look at us. Got some new products on the site.
Y'all.
Tap in www.thecharmboutique.com.
Yeah. And we got the logo of my bro, Benevolent Gentleman. Make sure you check him out. He got those body butters as well, the beard butters and all of that for the gentleman.
Love that.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you support the bro. We out here doing big things. Let's do what we do best and support. With that being said, we love you guys. We appreciate y'all for tuning in with us and being here back for season 5.
That's right. That's right.
Episode
Listen,
1.
Tell everybody. How many bodies?
Everybody.
To pull up on Let's Talk Crazy. Listen, we talking to the saints, the ain'ts, the hookers, the hoes. We talking to everybody, okay?
I love the hoes.
Yeah, we know.
I love
We know you
the
love
hoes.
The hoes. Listen, we talking to everybody. No opinion is what you call it here. Listen, drop it in the comments. We going to talk about it. If it's dumb, we going to say that shit is dumb.
Right.
And if it's valid, you going to get a thumbs up because it's valid. But either way, we going to talk about it.
And also, if you have anybody who does music, if they have a music video or a song that they want to play, have them email us at letstalkcrazy@gmail.com. And let's see if we can get those videos on. With that being said, Saucy, it's time to get up out of here.
Amen.
Y'all, we see y'all when we see y'all. Peace.
Hey, yo, Ludo.
Yeah. Monster Day shit. Yeah. This the nation. Step with the dogs, you full of your dough, we patiently waiting. Rock will be anxious. Draw a block of banging. Steady he aiming. Mark spinning to the pavement. Walk you down for the taking. This the step with the dogs, they full of your dough, we patiently waiting. Rock will be anxious. Roll black a block of banging. Steady he aiming. Mark spinning to the pavement. Walk you down for the taking. Homie, you talk about murders, you running the law. You ain't doing that murder, you pussy, you young and you fat, ain't taking the charge. Just shooters in service, homie be grabbing that cabin, say they be the Lord. My Udis and dirt them, bibbit, they bury you there with your brothers of cause. That's funeral service, you niggas nervous, you know when it's done with the monsters. Ride around city with cons, your big ass 41 city, that's awesome. Drunk them 50, get busy, that's Mars. Bitch wanna be the fuck with me, that's Mars. Bitch come lying, you be caught. He get followed, man, this bad little bitch gon' lie, we off. Fuck with the dog, drop it low, kick a dog. Monster, give it all.
Mary Prada mix it up. Monster, I'm a star. Strappers coming to kick it off. Pussy, you niggas is lost. Money, you ain't get him gone. This new nation. Come to your dog, Brody, don't pause. Aim at it, blade. Fire every target, plank. Monster, the same shit. Top of the rank. Hey, Shice, the talk of the town. Right now it's pop.